Blog Talk Radio.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. We can search to all eternity, Lord, and find there is none. There is none like you, there is none. There is none like you, there is none. There is none like you, there is no one like you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We bless be the name of Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Where Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I am your host and your Kingdom Coach this morning. We want to especially welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. We greet you in the name of the Lord. We want to encourage you that you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here, and Jesus Christ is Lord. We want to invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table. The breakfast for champions is about to be served. Amen. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. We also want to remind you that we are here 7 days a week. Amen. Monday through Saturdays at this hour, and then Sundays at 12 o'clock. Amen. So be encouraged to come back and keep on coming back, and then bring somebody else with you when you come. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. We pray that everybody's excited. Amen. We have entered into not only a new day, God has blessed us to see a new week. God has blessed us to see a new month. Amen. And so we just want to thank God, thank God, thank God. All things new, a new season. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to thank God. Amen. Because he is the one. He is the author. He is the finisher. Everything belongs to him. Time belongs to him. The earth belongs to him. We belong to him. Amen. And every good and every perfect gift coming from above. Amen. So we pray that you're holding on to that. Amen. Hallelujah. God is faithful and the Lord is good. Amen. We also have some August birthdays. Amen. Coming up this month. I think I see two on the calendar. Amen. We might be missing one or two more. Amen. So we'll check. Amen. And amen for our August birthdays. Amen. In the ministry. Maybe we don't know your name, and maybe you're celebrating an August birthday. Amen. So we'll be celebrating you too. Amen. Our philosophy here in this ministry is that really, in reality, every day is your birthday. Amen. We're not going to wait until your birthday to go on vacation, to do a celebration, to treat yourself to something. Come on now. So my birthday is in September, and I want to buy myself a pair of shoes in January. I mean, I'm not going to wait till September to do what I can do in January. Amen. It just don't make sense, you know. It's like waiting until somebody dies to give them their flowers. You know, you had like, you know, you had 50, 60, 80 years, and you want to wait till somebody died when they can't smell them, can't see them, can't touch them, want to give somebody their flowers. You know, beloved, amen. So sometimes we just have to rethink some things, amen. And so to God be praise, to God be glory, to God be honor. Amen and amen and amen. Father God, we bless you, we magnify you, we glorify your holy, and we glorify your righteous name. We've had some conversations, amen. God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, our strength. oh Lord, our Redeemer. We've had some conversations, amen, about Joseph, amen, and his brothers, amen, and we're going to, amen, be revisiting him before it's all over with. Amen. Glory be to God. But something I want to show you today in the Lord's word, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. And there's many examples, but I just want to just pinpoint just a couple of them today. Amen. We want to talk to you this morning on a subject. We're giving it a different spin. Amen. We have to continue to give it a different spin. Amen. To be creative. Amen. To be creative. Amen. And see where the Lord is stretching us. A lot of times the Lord is stretching us. Amen. Glory be to God. And he is expanding our capacity to lead. He's expanding our capacity to receive. Amen. And so, amen, the God will give you the same verse, give you the same character, but he'll show you something different. Today we want to talk to you for a couple of minutes about avoiding a downward spiral. How to avoid a downward spiral. Amen. And we're going to look at that through two men. Amen. Real briefly. Amen. Just a couple minutes. Amen. Just to give you an overview. We know about Joseph. Amen. There's many examples of jealousy in the Bible. Many. We know about Joseph and Joseph's brothers. Matter of fact, we already spoke a little bit on it. We're going to come back and visit Joseph and his brothers. But we know for those of us who are Bible scholars, Bible students, those of us who have been spending some time in God's Word, maybe you're new to the Bible and you're not familiar, okay? But in the book of Genesis, chapter number 37, it tells us about a man named Joseph, amen, and Joseph had a dream. And he told it to his brothers. And when he told the dream to his brothers hated him for the dream. See? And we can read the story in Genesis chapter number 37. See? But then God gave him, amen, a second dream. See? And when he shared that with his brothers, he thought his brothers would be happy for him. I mean, who else but your family? I mean, the first people you want to share good news with is your family and friends, people that you love and people you think love you. So what he did was in order, amen, he shared it with his family, and then they hated him even the more. The Bible tells us in verse number 8 in that same chapter, see, that his brothers hated him even the more, amen, for his dreams, see. And so, beloved, we see when we read in the book, amen, of Joseph and Joseph's story, we see, amen, examples of jealousy. His brothers was jealous. They was jealous because they did not want their brother to get something, you know what I mean, that they wanted it. See, that spirit of jealousy is very, very, very evil, amen, and the Lord has a lot to say about it. Not only did we see that in Joseph's life, amen, Rachel and Leah, we talked a little bit about them, but I don't think we pinpointed, amen, the jealousy that they had, amen, because Jacob was the seed. Okay, so Jacob, amen, he really wanted to marry Rachel. But his father-in-law tricked him and gave him Leah. He didn't love Leah. See? Even though he ended up, you know, having all these babies by Leah. That goes to show that a man can have sex with you and not love you. He had all these babies by Leah, but he didn't love Leah. He really loved Rachel. See? But what happened here, glory be to God, is that Rachel, amen, and her sister, Leah, amen, they had some controversy. And Leah was jealous of Rachel. And Rachel was jealous of Leah. Leah was jealous of Rachel because Rachel was having all the babies. And Rachel was jealous of Leah because her husband really loved Leah and didn't love her. And so here we see even in sisters, you know, and you know what? We can't really throw Rachel and Leah under the bus. Because even today, even right now today, beloved, there's jealousy between siblings. And it's not even about marrying the same man, because we know we really don't do that physically. We might do it spiritually and mentally. We really might be coveting somebody, your sister's man, huh? But all type of jealousy and envy between family members. See, glory be to God. King Saul was jealous over David. King Saul was jealous over David because, amen, God had anointed David to be king. And Saul wanted to be king. And so we can read that story there in 1 Samuel 18, and he really got jealous over David when David killed Goliath. And after David had killed Goliath, glory be to God, the Bible tells us in the 18th chapter of 1 Samuel, amen, that the men were returning home after David had killed the Philistine, and a woman came out from all the towns of Israel to meet King Saul, with singing and dancing and with joyful songs. See? They danced and sang, but listen to the song. They were singing. They said, Saul slain his thousands, but David his 10,000s. When Saul heard that, Saul became very angry. The words displeased him. Why? Because they was giving credit to David for 10,000s, but they was only giving credit to King Saul for thousands. See? And so now the king, Saul, is saying, what more can he get but the kingdom? And the Bible says from that time on, he had a close eye on David. He became an enemy of David. He became jealous. It was a jealous spirit. And that jealousy tormented him. And that jealousy, beloved, it actually became rage, anger, rage, and then murder. And that's really the process. That's why the Lord wants us to avoid envy and jealousy. Now, here he is wanting to kill King David. Thank God he couldn't kill him because God had him covered. But if he could have, he would have, and he definitely tried. Why? Because he was jealous. He was jealous of his might. He was jealous of the anointing. He was jealous because of his gifts that God has chosen him. Beloved, and we do the same thing today. There is so much jealousy in the body of Christ. There is so much jealousy in the body of Christ. Some pastors can't even, amen, ask other people to come in and speak a word and bring certain people in to elaborate. Glory be to God. People start getting jealous. Glory be to God that you didn't ask them. Then when you ask them, they making excuses why they can't do it. Glory be to God. People start acting funny. You know what I mean? Thinking that the pastor is having favoritism on this person, and that, well, they didn't do this for me. Glory be to God. And they never took an offering for me, and they never lifted me. Where did all this come from? Where did all this come from? See, and then we have all this competition in the body of Christ, one person trying to outplay the other person, glory to God, and one person trying to outdo the other person, beloved, glory be to God, what? Oh, they can sing. See, now you want to sing all the time, and the truth of the matter is you really can't even sing, glory be to God, but you do have a gift. See? And instead of, you know, focusing on what the Lord has given us, we want to focus on what the Lord has given somebody else. See? And this envy and jealousy, beloved, is out of hand. Paul had to deal with it in the book of Corinth. In the book of Corinth, this was going on. Glory be to God. And Paul said, you know what? We're going to have to deal with this right now. See? And so we find this in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 3, verse number 3. And Paul had to speak to the Corinthians, and this is what he says. You can read it, amen, write it down, check it out, 1 Corinthians 3:3. Are you still of the flesh? For while there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving only in a human way? And when one says, I follow Paul, and another says, I follow Apollos, are you not being merely human? Beloved, here they started to be jealous over one another and over who they're going to follow. I'm with Pastor Bradford. I'm with so and so. What's the problem? Will somebody please tell me what's the problem? Not only was they battling over that, beloved, they was even battling over what food to eat. They were saying certain food was sacrificed to idols and should be eaten and should not be eaten. See, so Brother Paul had to come in and chapter 10, verse number 22, and he said, shall we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? What was Paul doing? Paul was reminding them that love does not envy and love does not boast. See, beloved, the battle that rages inside all of us is that even when our intentions are good, we still have a sin nature, and we often yield to sin. And the truth of the matter is, one of those sins is jealousy, which is closely related to one of the seven deadly sins, called envy or covetousness. And I just gave you a quick overview of four of them, beloved, but there are a number of verses that deal with this topic when we fall into jealousy or envy. And we will often spiral down very quickly in our spiritual life. And the Lord wants us to avoid spiraling downward. It is very easy to fall into jealousy in our materialistic society. The mantra of culture seems to be, let us keep up with the Joneses. Grab all that you can, put yourself first in all things, and all these other things that we grab onto in this particular society, beloved. But the Bible has a lot to say about envy and jealousy. Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse number 6, says this, set me a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm. For love is strong as death. Jealousy is fierce as the grave. It flashes, are flashes of fire, the very flame of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant. Philippians 2 and 3. Do nothing with selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. James chapter 3, verse 14. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but it is earthly, it is unspiritual, and it is demonic. Envy is demonic. Jealousy is demonic. So what in the world is it doing in the body of Christ, beloved?
And we see from the story of King Saul, amen, where jealousy leads to destruction. We see it in the story of Cain and Abel. Glory be to God, where Cain actually killed his brother. He didn't threaten him. He just took him out. Glory be to God. It leads to destruction. Proverbs 6:34, jealousy makes a man furious, and he will not spare when he takes revenge. James 3:16, for where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. James 4:1, what causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. Beloved, jealousy and envy is not the will of God for our lives. Glory be to God. Envy, glory be to God, is when you are upset over somebody else's gift, somebody else's possessions, somebody else, glory be to God, something that they have, glory be to God, is very, very similar, glory be to God. See, you want what, amen, somebody else is, what somebody else has. See. So in other words, you might be jealous, you might be envious because so-and-so got married, and so now they have a wife. See, but when somebody starts flirting with your husband, see, you're not envious over that. You're jealous over that. See, so it's very, very similar. One is more of an inward, more of one of an outward. Glory be to God. Envy is when you are jealous over what somebody has. Amen. You want what they have. See. You actually want what they have. Like in other words, you want their gift. You want their house. You want their money. You want to be the pastor. You want to be the you want their voice. You want the position. You want it. See? And so what happens, beloved, we try to cover these things up, see, instead of dealing with it, and what happens? Then we start acting funny. And sometimes you acting funny. Well, what's wrong with you? See? And you're trying to shake it off, but the truth of the matter is, you're jealous. You're jealous. And you just don't want to expose. You just don't want to say, you know what I mean, come out. I wonder why Pastor always using this one. I wonder why Pastor ain't using that one. I wonder why. See? Some of you want to be in leadership position, amen, and you ain't ready yet. You're jealous over leadership. You know? And just giving, you know, I know some people, they give leaders, they just don't want to submit to authority in any way, shape, or form. It's not even about the authority. The thing is, they just jealous over the spot. They want the spot. Huh? Beloved, amen, is very demonic, and if we don't deal with it, it leads to our downfall. It leads to our downfall. Somebody can't get a job. Somebody can't get a promotion. Glory be to God. I don't know. They say somebody hit the mega ball last week. That's what they say. $1 billion. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the envy and the jealousy? I'm so glad. No, you ain't glad. You wondering why you didn't get it. Huh? Because you spent your time money. That's why you didn't get it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. Hallelujah. Saul had a problem. King Saul had a problem with jealousy. David's brothers had a problem. The Corinthian church. Now we're going to get real personal. Okay, well, that was King David. That was Saul. Okay, well, Brother Paul said the Corinthian church, the body of Christ had a problem. Exodus 20:17, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his male servant, female servant, ox, donkey, anything that has neighbors. Some folks get a new house, they can't even invite, they got to pray and who to invite over. They got to really pray now to see who they can share the blessing with and the testimony with, who's going to really be happy for them. And not envious, smiling but wishing the house burned down. Don't really wish them the best. See? Because what? Because they got something that you should have got. They got something that you want. You see people do it all the time. They get around, they get in their car, they ride around in certain neighborhoods. Somebody, I want that house. I'm gonna buy that house. No, you are coveting and you are in sin. That house is not for sale. Excuse me. How you gonna buy that house and that house is not for sale? You are coveting. Now, when the sale sign go up, now you can make your declarations. You can't have that car because that car is not for sale. That man is already taken. That woman is already taken. That gift is already, amen, being used for the glory. Why you got to have somebody else's gift? What about the gift that God is giving you? And so then we have all this fierce competition, and sometimes it can get out of hand. It can get out of hand. Beloved, we have to ask God to show us our hearts. Because the truth of the matter is, at one point in time, we all have dealt with jealousy, and some of us dealing with it right now. And we trying to cover it up. But we get this feeling in our spirit every time a certain person come up, and we don't know what's going on. I can tell you what's going on. You haven't allowed God to dig up the root of that situation. Proverbs 27:4 says, wrath is cruel, anger is overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy? Now, this is the word of God. Acts 7:9, and the patriarchs, jealous of Joseph, sold him into Egypt, but God was with him. Thank God that God is with us. 1 Corinthians 3:3. Are you still of the flesh? For while there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving only in a human way? I've already shared this one. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not boast. Love does not envy. Love is not, I'm envious, but you're not in love. And if you're not in love, you're not in God. Oh, we don't want to, it ain't got to go that deep, Pastor. I don't know why not. I don't think we're going deep enough. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is irritable. It is not irritable or resentful. And sometimes we act like we real irritable, see, and resentful. See, and if we're not careful, now we talking funny, acting funny, see, get a little bit rude, a shade of rude. I'm just going through something. No, yeah, you're going through something. You need to be delivered from that envy that's in your heart. Have a conversation with God and let God do an operation. Because it's demonic and it's going to take you down. When a man think he's staying, then he fall. It's going to take it down. It took Cain down. It took King Saul down. Glory be to God. I mean, it's going to take it down. God is offering us help. That's why he tells us in Ephesians 5:3, he says, but sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness, envy, and jealousy is covetousness. You want something that belongs to somebody else. I wish I could do it like them. Okay, it's good to have a little inspiration, okay, a little mentorship, but why you got to do it like them? Why you got to do it like them? Why can't you do it like you? He says covetousness must not, listen to Ephesians 5:3, and we're closing Ephesians 5:3. And write this down and look at it today. Sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you. Now, somebody need to underline that one. Because I don't know what you think you're going to tell God when you see him, because you are going to see him. And it might be sooner than what you think. Let it not be named among you, as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness, no foolish talking, no crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, that's it. So we like to talk about the sex thing, or we like to hone down on the sex. So wait a minute. Keep reading. Everyone who is covetous, what? Everyone desiring something that belongs to somebody else. Everyone who is envious and everyone who is jealous. Oh, we ain't talking about that one. We want to talk about the outward sins. We don't want to talk about the sins of the heart. That's where the real nitty and gritty is, by the way. Everyone who is covetous. Listen now, listen to the last words, and I want you to read it yourself, so don't, you ain't never got to take nothing I say. Let's just see what the Lord says. Has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Bam. What do that mean, Pastor? Come on now. Stop playing. What you think it means? Galatians 5:19. Now the works of the flesh are evident. And it goes down and talks about all the works of the flesh. And then it gets down right in the middle. Read it for yourself. Envy. The works of the flesh, yeah. That's why we teach, amen, that a Christian, a so-called Christian, can be demon-possessed. Why? Because then demons get in your flesh. Because we just saw in the scripture where envy is demonic. So if you saved, why are you moving in the works of the flesh? If you are saved, why are you still in gross and envy and have envy and jealousy in your heart towards certain people? Works of the flesh. Wait a minute and read the last sentence in verse number 21. I warn you as I warned you before that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, let me tell you one thing for sure, two for certain. Somebody's lying, and it's not God. When God says you that envy is going to stop you from inheriting this kingdom, I think God meant what he said. The last scripture I want to share with you, and there's many more, Romans 13:13. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy. Look how the Lord puts jealousy in the same bracket with sexual sin. Wow. Look how the Lord puts envy in the same bracket, amen, with evil. You wonder, want to know why? Because it is. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. Father God, help us. Beloved, there are many more examples that I could point out to you in Scripture. And if we are honest with ourselves, if we are brutally honest, we all get envious or jealous at times. Sometimes it may be subtle in our own minds as we wish things were different. Maybe we question God about some of the circumstances in our lives. God can handle any question that we may have. But we need to ask if we are honestly seeking an answer to a struggle in our life, beloved, or questioning the ways and the will of God. And that is a fine line. Thankfully, we serve and love a great God. He is the God of the Old Testament. He is the God of the New Testament. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He loves us so much in spite of our sins. But he don't want to keep us there, beloved. And my prayer today is that we would all evaluate our own life. Judge your own selves, and ye will not be judged. And if we are convicted by the Holy Spirit about the sin of jealousy, that we will ask God to forgive us and repent of our sins. For he said when we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He wants to give us freedom over our sin. And that freedom comes through the shed blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. And we praise him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we say thank you. Hallelujah. Let us learn from the examples of King Saul, from Joseph's brothers, from Leah and Rachel, from Cain and Abel, from the Corinthian church. Let us learn from these examples, beloved. Glory be to God. There is no reason to be jealous of one another. God is not going to respect one person over another. We are all his children. If we are born again, we are all his children. If you're not born again, you're his creation. Glory be to God. And we have, all of us are unique in our own right. We have unique calls in our life. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. You have something somebody else doesn't have. Somebody else has something you don't have. We don't have to compare ourselves one with another. The scripture says it is unwise to compare ourselves one with another. Everybody can't be the leader. Everybody can't serve on the same day. My God, everybody can't live in the same neighborhood, in the same house. Everybody don't even wear the same size clothes. Come on. Everybody don't want a tall man. Some want them short. Some people don't want a skinny woman. They want a little meat. Come on. Why are we jealous? Believe God for what you want. But when we're so engrossed over other people's success and other people's lives, we don't even know what we want. We're out of touch. We can't even ask God for what we want because we don't even know what we want because we're so engrossed in somebody else's prosperity. humanity. Jesus died for all of us. Oh, glory be to God. And God is no respecter of person. So rather than be jealous over another person's position, another person's possessions in life, there was some people that left my mother's church, glory be to God, a little while ago now, but they was really sitting around waiting for her to die. Wait for my mother to die so they can step in and take over. The devil is a liar. Glory be to God. So don't be jealous, beloved. Just accept what God has done through your life and let us work together for the common good of the church, the common good of God's kingdom, because a house divided cannot stand. And a little bit of jealousy can do a lot of harm to others and even to yourself, avoiding a downward spiral. And you know what? When you're going down because of that envy and jealousy in your heart, the devil didn't do it. You can't blame it on the devil. The devil didn't do it. You do it. You did it. When you refuse to allow God to help you, when you refuse to allow God to deliver you, when you refuse to confess your sins. Glory be to God. I'm finished, but this is why some people, amen, glory be to God, they can't share their testimony and breakthrough with certain people. They have to share it with people who already are experiencing that level of success. See, because those people don't have a need to be jealous. See, so if you are, you know, sharing your level of success about your new house and somebody is living in one room on a neighborhood their time, then see, it's hard to, amen, for, it's a very unique individual that can really be happy for you when you are doing better than them or appear to be doing better than them or when people favor you more than they favor them. It takes a very unique person. Very unique, and we have to fight against that, beloved. We have to fight against it starting today. Amen. Hallelujah. If you desire help, help is available to you right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, God, forgive us. Father God, you have showed us through the word today that envy is demonic. You have showed us through the word today that envy is the work of the flesh. You have showed us through the word of God that jealousy and envy, Father God, is not of love. And those, Father God, who are stuck there will not inherit the kingdom. Forgive us for being there so long. Forgive us for pacifying it, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Some of us won't even come to church if we find out that somebody else is speaking. Glory be to God. God, because we just, it's just a jealousy and our, why couldn't it be me? Or we have our favorites, Father God. Father God, it hurts us, Father God, to celebrate people. It's not in our hearts to celebrate. We prefer, Father God, to talk about them. And beat them up and throw them under the bus. Father, forgive us for the ungodly lifestyles, not exemplifying Christ and your kingdom. And Father God, we are all guilty in one way, shape, or form. Somewhere along the line, we have been there. Father God, we pray that we never go back. And those of us who are there right now, we're asking you, Father God, to please deliver us out of our low way of thinking. Forgive us, Father, for that poverty mentality. Father God, there's more than enough. You can take our one gift, Father God, and let us shine throughout all the earth. Everybody, we can become a household name on one gift. And we're jealous over somebody with five and six, Father God. And one gift to break the bank. One gift. You said our gifts will make room for us. But instead of us focusing on our one gift, we want to focus on somebody else's gift with envy and jealousy. Father God, thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us throughout the body of Christ. Every country, every city, every congregation, even the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Father. Because we would never be united if we are divided. We could never get all that you have for us, Father God, if the devil is stealing it. Thank you for opening our eyes and enlightening us to see the truth. Because we want to inherit the kingdom. And we're not going to let no doggone jealousy keep us out. We're not going to let anything keep us out. We fight against it. And we say thank you for helping us to fight the good fight of faith. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Father God, bless the prayer warriors as they come today. As they man the altar of prayer, Father God, at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock, we thank you for these women. We thank you for their sacrifice. We thank you for their anointing. We thank you that they desire to serve, Father, to hide behind the veil and just serve as intercessors in this generation. And we ask your blessings upon them, Father. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. Order our steps. Lead us, guide us, direct us, instruct us. Whichever direction we take, may we be led of you. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, premature death, accidents, incidents, calamities, malfunctions, Father God. Fires, gas explosions, home invasions. Father God, no bad news will come nigh our dwelling. Remember our neighborhoods. Remember our nations. Oh, Father God, there's so much threat that's going on, Father God. So much, Father God. Father God, help us to be ready if the day is your coming. It's the coming back of Jesus. Help us to be found ready, Father. May then, Father God, we pray that Jesus will not bust the sky and he finds us with jealousy in our hearts. God, what's going to happen if Jesus would bust the sky today or death would come knocking at our door today and there's still jealousy and envy of our hearts? Nonsense in our hearts. Woo, Father God, help us not to be found guilty when it's so innocent to get it right. It's so easy to get it right, Father, when we call upon the name of the Lord. It's so easy to get it right. Father, you said when we seek you with our whole hearts, we'll find you. It's so easy to get it right when we confess our sins. It's so easy to get it right. Help us, Father. Help us to stop comparing ourselves one to another. If we're going to compare ourselves, let us compare ourselves to you. Father God, hallelujah, until we have adopted the mind of Christ. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. You said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Let us compare ourselves to that. Oh, Father God, we've been bamboozled for so long. Hoodwinked for so long. We've had that crab mentality for so long. We was born in it, raised in it. Father God, we got this crab mentality. We don't even realize we had the crab mentality because we had it so long. We don't even know why we do the things we do. Think the way we think. Act the way we act. We never even thought about it. We just been grooving with it. But Father God, we want deliverance today. We said this nonsense stopped today. Today, Father, and we say thank you for hearing us. Thank you for answering us. Thank you for forgiving us, and thank you for cleansing us. In Jesus' name, we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. and our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. And the church said amen, amen, amen. And the church said amen again. Amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords. Amen. And I think Pastor Bradford gets a break for the rest of the week. Hallelujah. We have somebody coming tomorrow, Lord's willing, to speak on Boaz. Amen. Thursday on Ezekiel. Friday on Aquila. And Saturday on Esau. And thank you, Jesus. And if they don't, I will. Fine, thank you, God. Everybody have a beautiful day, a glorious day. And please let us avoid the downward spiral, because God wants to take us up, amen, higher and higher where he is. Love you. Amen. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Thank you.
I am a man blessed beyond my dreams, but it don't mean nothing. Life's not good as it seems. Love and riches, what do they really mean? They may come and go, but you will never leave. So save your treasure, we find our pleasure. All our joy is in you. Just want more of you. Oh, save your treasure. We find our pleasure in you. Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
And I'm thankful to call
you.
You are a reward. Your presence.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
Father, we're desperate for your presence. Like we need air, like we need water. More than anything, we need your presence.
Find our pleasure. All our joy is in you.
In your presence, that fullness of joy. Now your right hand, that pleasure forevermore.
So say,
we find our pleasure. It's in you. It's in you.
Your presence is a gift.
More than enough.
You are enough.
Your presence is the gift that I need.